Governor Patrick announced grants totaling $700,000 to 11 different farms, including vegetable farms, livestock operations, a cranberry farm, and a goat dairy. The grants, ranging from $25,000 to $100,000, will be used for infrastructure improvements such as new greenhouses and barns, or to purchase energy-efficient equipment.
We have been able to partner with the farming industry to help them help themselves, not to substitute, not to bring a better idea from a government point of view, but to help farmers think about new ways to make what they do better and stronger.
Kozinski Farms in Westfield, where the governor announced the grants, is receiving $75,000 to build a fruit winery. Governor Patrick said in order to remain viable, local farms have to keep up with the times.
The farm-to-table movement is a big deal and is really coming on strong among foodies like me and others. The question is, are we going to make the kinds of changes and enable the kinds of changes that permit farming to be sustainable in a brand new world? And that's what today's grant is about.
The Kozinski Farm is a third-generation, 133-acre family farm that started back in the 1930s. It's one of the largest blueberry farms in the state. They also grow apples, sweet corn, and other fruits and vegetables. The winery will be built next to the farm's existing retail store. Owner Gene Kozinski said he could not afford to build the $300,000 winery without the state's help.
We're looking to utilize a value added to what we already grow. So rather than second apples being thrown away or whatever, we can make wine out of them. We can make cider, maybe hard cider out of it. You know, we'll see as we go.
The expectation is the winery will make the farm an agritourism destination.
I'm not getting any younger, so hopefully I can make this viable enough so that one of my sons can take over and make a living out of it.
In order to qualify for grants under the state's agriculture improvement program, farms must accept an agriculture preservation restriction. In the case of Kozinski Farms, 60 acres can never be used for any purpose but agriculture. Since 2009, Massachusetts has given a total of almost $3 million to 44 farms. The most recent grant recipients include farms located in Cummington, East Hampton, Sunderland, and Rochester, along with Dartmouth in southeastern Massachusetts and Draycott in the northeastern portion of the state. Massachusetts Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Rick Sullivan said the state's agriculture industry has grown by 27% since 2007.
We don't always think about farming in Massachusetts as a big industry, but those numbers bear it out. It is an important part of the economy here in Massachusetts, certainly in western Massachusetts, and right here in Westfield.
The grant announcement Friday also marked in all likelihood the final public appearance for Tim Murray as Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor. Governor Patrick used the occasion to praise Murray and thank him for his 6 years of service to the administration.
And you go with the gratitude of myself and my family and our team, but the whole of the Commonwealth. We thank you so much for your service.
As Lieutenant Governor, Murray was an advocate for veterans, the homeless, battered women, and the state's military bases. He was the administration's liaison to local government officials.
And I think if you talk to local officials across the state, they will say they've never had better access and a better relationship with the corner office, so I'm immensely proud of that.
Murray said he has mixed emotions. His resignation is effective on Sunday. He's leaving state government to become the head of the Greater Worcester Chamber of Commerce. Reporting from Westfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.